Welcome, welcome, welcome. I was going to actually do an episode. Well, I did an episode on July 4th, but just as I was getting ready to post it, I thought, you know what? I'm going to hold off. I just had this, I get these gut feelings sometimes, and so I thought, okay, just hold off. It was too depressing. So I'm doing it today. A day late, hopefully not a dollar short. As my mother used to so wisely say every time she was ridiculing me. But look who's short now, Mom. 5 foot almost when she's standing on her toes. Anyway, this is, of course, Mother in the Jungle. Because if you're anything like me, you feel like you are defending your babies no matter what, come hell, high water, and everything in between. Because we're mothers and that's what we do, damn it. And for some reason, holidays for me, everyone looks forward to holidays, right? These family gatherings and celebrating with their friends. And for some, it's reasons to drink. For others, it's reasons to see people they haven't seen for a long time. You know, everybody's got their reasons for loving the holidays, and some people don't like the holidays, but holidays always seem to mark either a good time, a bad time, or somehow they're like little pinpoints throughout our lives, throughout our years, demonstrating something. And for me, holidays have always been something I dread because so many great big things that seem very negative happen on holidays for me. I was proposed to for the first time on Christmas. God, if any guys are listening to me right now, do not ever propose on Christmas. Don't double up any days with your proposal. No birthdays, no Valentine's, none of that, none of that. Because if something happens to go bad with that marriage, that's going to ruin that holiday for both of you for the rest of your lives. That's all I'm saying about that. So Christmas was a day I was proposed to. My kind and caring attorney, I did not know, he could pick the days, but he finalized my divorce on Valentine's Day, that treasure of a man. So throughout, speckled throughout, everything is just kind of a big mess. Except my daughter was born on a Mormon holiday or a Utah state holiday, the 24th of July. And I actually planned that. So that wasn't a bad thing. And that was, that's another story. But yesterday was the 4th of July. And for a lot of people, it was their first year being single parents of little kids and probably wondering, oh my gosh, you know, what do I do? I've got my kids and, you know, my friends are drinking with their friends or whatever, and I don't really want my kids around that or, you know, whatever the reason. It's just not the same as it was when you didn't have kids, right? I mean, obviously, way different. And the celebrations all together, I mean, all the popcorn and hot dogs and beer and parties and barbecues and fireworks and everybody laughing and having a good time. But really, with what our country's going through, especially this year. Last year was pretty bad too with COVID. This year is still hanging in there. The year before was pretty bad. In fact, the year before was really bad with COVID. We're supposed to be celebrating our liberty. Liberty. We're supposed to be celebrating what we fought so hard to fight so that we could be united in the country. Right? A United States, which confuses me because now we've got this wait in row thing, and I know everybody's sick of hearing about it. But I just want to point something out, because we've always talked about a separation of church and state, right? And you know, I live in Utah, which is there is no separation between church and state. Most of the state leaders are also members of the LDS Church or Mormons. And so there's no defining line between the two. But even still, look at our dollar bills. Look at our money. Look at the back of it. In God we trust. Is that not a religious statement with a God eye on it? That is a religious statement. Not everyone believes in God. Not everyone believes in the same gods or God. And so that's an assumptive measure that's been taken on behalf of everyone in the country. Of course, by then, at that time, technology was not anything the same as it is now. And it was just a bunch of people in one room making all the decisions, right? Very different from now. But the problem seems to be that everyone's saying there's a separation between church and state, but there's not. And that's clearly come to a point, because about 50 years ago, the whole thing with abortion had been decided, and that was that. And then, for whatever reason, I don't even know why. Do you know why it's come up again? Why it's back on the table? Why, about whether divorce should be legal or not divorce? I know some people wish divorce was abortion. That was in bad taste. But because there are some abortions, and I'm going to be writing a story about an abortion that didn't happen. But I believe that there are some instances where abortion should be considered, where the mother's life is in danger. And because abortion's not legal, we're risking the mother's life. And that's a problem. Or when someone that's mentally ill and has killed lots of people and raped people and impregnated people, those impregnated girls must carry that child. And no matter who raises that child, the woman that was raped and is going to struggle the rest of her life remembering the episode, or someone that's adopted the child, because genetically that child will have the DNA of its father. And we know that even without seeing the effects of his father, just the DNA in there alone is going to have an impact on that child. And that mother was forced to deliver that baby. So in my viewpoint, there are some absolute exceptions to the law, or to that law. Now, on the other hand, I have known of, well, I'll just talk about one woman that, rather than being on birth control, which to me is a no-brainer if you don't want kids, she wouldn't bother with the birth control, but every time she got pregnant, she'd go have an expensive abortion, all seven times, seven abortions. She'd go have an abortion and, you know, kill the baby. I believe that's wrong. But again, that's me and my beliefs. And frankly, what I think it comes down to is, for those that believe in God, God said that he will delve out the punishment. Now, with prisons here, we have people in prison that have killed other people, you know, that could kill your next door neighbor or kill whoever, these other people that are wandering around that they have no business doing anything about. But when it's someone that's injuring themselves and their own, that's something they're going to need to take up with God. She's not hurting you. She's not going to be killing your child in school with a gun. You see? So that's not up to you to protect yourself, because protecting yourself is clearly different. And she will have to face the consequences with God. And for those that don't believe in God, for those that believe in an afterlife, that or reincarnation, as it were, then she will deal with those proceedings as they come along. But again, that's not for other people to be concerned about, in my viewpoint. If you have an opinion, don't leave me in the dark. I would love to hear other people's opinions about this. But on a lighter side, I'm trying to think, because I don't think there's a place to put photos. No, there's not. I'll do it on my blog, on my Mother in the Jungle blog. I'll put the pictures up to give you a little peek of my world yesterday. Because I do have bad luck on holidays. And if you had a bad holiday because you were alone, I terribly understand and sympathize with you. And I cannot fully understand, because I'm not you, clearly. But I have been in that position. And I actually rolled with being in that position. And it's made me who I am today. My situation was that I was driving in my car with my dog, and it was very hot outside. And just before I came home, I decided to go through the car wash, the automatic car wash. So we went through the car wash, and I had my dog's, you know, bottle of water, and was giving her water every now and again and everything. But it was like 95 degrees, which isn't terribly hot. My air conditioner was working. And she kept wanting the windows down, but, you know, it was really hot outside, and it would just let the cool air out and the hot air in. But I also understand she likes the breeze on her face, you know, when we're moving. At any rate, we pull in, go through the car wash. The girl at the car wash, or the guy at the car wash, rather, gives her a dog biscuit, which she liked. We go through the car wash, come out the other side, and rather than pulling around to where you vacuum your car out and everything, because I was kind of in a hurry and it was really hot, I decided to just do a quick wipe down on the outside of my car. And I have the dryer cloths. Thank you, Bonnie, my friend Bonnie, that sold me these incredible cloths for drying my car off. They're incredible. Anyway, so I was drying my car off, and on the inside of the windows, you know, when your dog, if you have a dog, with their face on it, or their little kid with their fingerprints and their face marks and everything smudged all over the glass. I saw one and I thought, oh, okay. So I took my damp cloth and opened up the car door to wipe off the inside of the glass. And a hot waft of air blindsided me. Like, I think I actually went cross-eyed. I think I did. I think I went cross-eyed. I know I gasped, which was the worst thing to do. You don't want to gasp, because that means you're inhaling a lot of air. And what had happened was, I guess my dog was suffering from heat and redecorated the back seat of my car, I'll just say. And this whole time I had been like, okay, for 20 years, you know, single mom, I've been pinned down to the house, you know, doing things, trying to entertain the kids on all the holidays, and I finally have a holiday to myself. And I wasn't even happy with that at first. I wasn't even happy with that. I had tried to get my kids to stay with me, but not really a whole lot. I mean, I thought about it, but I didn't guilt them or anything like that because they're growing up. But anyway, so Nikki's off in Idaho with her friends having fun, river rafting and things, and Cameron's in California having fun with his friends, and I was just going to have a relaxing day. In fact, I slept in yesterday for the first time, and then that happened. And so at Walmart, I pulled over, put the dog in the back of the car, away from the stuff, ran into the store. It felt like I should be buying galoshes and gloves and, you know, the whole eye protector gear and everything, you know, to come out and clean my car. And I think the worst part about it was it's a black car. It's black. It's hot. We're in Utah, for crying out loud. And I've got fabric seats, and it's really, really, really wet. Not to give you too much detail, but you've got to understand how horrible it was. Oh yeah, and on top of that, I think the worst part about it was that I'm still kind of recuperating from the surgeries that I've been having, and so I've been going through spells of nausea and cloudy thinking and lightheadedness, and this just did not believe me, this did not help at all. And I'm by myself, and there's like, you know what, nobody else is gonna do this, you're gonna do this. So I cleaned it up right there in the Walmart parking lot. Yep, great. And then I came home exhausted, absolutely fucking exhausted. And I took a nap. Yep, I did. And then I woke up because my dog was freaking out. She doesn't like fireworks, so she's shaking. Like, oh my God, shaking like a leaf doesn't even come close. She was like shaking like an aspen tree. Like the little leaves, like shaking. She's just crazy shaking. So I got her a little hemp thing to calm her down. And fireworks were going off all over outside. And I'm trying to like figure out, because I'm not thinking clearly, trying to figure out what should I be doing right now. You know, should I be writing? Should I be cleaning my house? What should I be doing? Should I be fixing or helping my dog calm down? And suddenly I heard these like fireworks, like right outside my third story apartment window. And I looked out the window and I saw them shooting past my window. Well, my car windows were open because of, you know, trying to ventilate. And so I went outside, and I am not shitting you, I'm in an apartment complex, you know? I mean, we've got apartments every direction with a parking lot in the middle and driveways driveways going down every which direction in here. And there are these guys, I don't know, there must have been like six of them. And they weren't even like teenagers. They were like, I don't know, middle-aged guys, some of them, were out there shooting bottle rockets at each other. And they were shooting them at the apartment buildings. They were shooting them past the cars, shooting them everywhere. And I lost it. I totally lost it. And I started screaming at them. And they stopped. And then I came in the house and I called the police to make sure that they stopped. Well, this morning when I went outside, my windshield to my car has like a, I don't know, like a hit mark on it where something hit it. And then this big long crack going across my windshield. And so I thought, okay, I'm pretty pissed off right now. I could go a hog wild and say a bunch of nasty shit, but I didn't. I got on Facebook to my apartment area, and I just said, the people in this building that were behaving badly, you did damage to the cars that were out there, and I just wanted to thank you very much for stopping before someone got injured, because that's a memory that you would have carried with you the rest of your life. You know, so I was kind of proud of myself for having said that and hopefully planting a seed in their mind so that they could think about it rather than getting angry with me. The windshield's going to cost a little bit to fix, but honestly, I don't mind fixing the windshield because nobody was killed, so that's a good thing. But the 4th of July is a celebratory time. And the most important thing that I want to bring about is celebrations are celebrations. And the 4th of July is about celebrating our country and all the people who fought for it in the past and are still fighting for it now. And we'll even fight in the future. You know, we're celebrating them and the bravery and the victory and how far we've come. And I think that, don't we need to remember that? Don't we need to remember how far we've come, what we're capable of, and that we are a United States, that we are an undivided country. And even when things go wrong, little things go wrong, if we can look at those things and maybe take them apart a little bit and see what we could have done differently ourselves to have maybe changed the story or change it in the future or prevent it even from happening. You'll be on your way. You'll be on your way to making a better future for your children. I know that. I do that. I see the results of that all the time. Because believe me, I do not raise my kids the way my parents raised me. Not even close. I don't raise my children the way that the church I was raised in taught me to raise them. I'm very open with my children, which neither the church nor my parents taught me to be. I'm very open with my children. Because the way I look at it is, if they're curious about something, they're going to ask questions. And if they're going to ask questions, I want to be the one to answer those questions. Not have them get answers from someone else. So, cheers to you for doing it on your own. You've got this. I'm a mother in the jungle. And if you're following me, kudos to you. Think for yourself, stay strong, stay brave, and know that you've got this. You've got this. And you don't have to feed into traditions. You can make your own. Nobody says you have to do anything a particular way. You can make your own, and you should. Thank you very much for stopping in to listen to me. I'll talk to you later.